All right, Jayhawks on the Move, non-moving edition. It's a little dark to go out riding around right now. So we tried that the last game of the season, the last show of the season, but we tried it in the morning. It still didn't quite work that way. So got through the full fall season as we review volleyball and cross country and football. But we get through this week, parent-teacher conferences, and that's the day job. How's that going?
That's my first experience with it. I haven't really done many. You're actually my first
teacher conference. Yes.
Yeah, so there's no special award for that, nor will there
I
be.
I guess it's me getting the privilege of talking to you on a Thursday when it's done.
Yeah, here we are. So, yeah, no, it's every year you've got about four nights of them, and so it goes.
Okay.
Part of the gig. It all goes well.
Any good stories? Any funny stories, interesting stories?
Just a great chance to connect with parents.
I expected some sort of answer like that from you as it comes in. I guess talk about being teachers at Jessup. You guys are all relatively new. You're probably the veteran here of 5 years in.
Yep.
5 years, 2 years, 3 years being at Jessup. Talk about that.
It's been great. It's been great to be able to work with the staff, new staff, older staff, and learn from some of the very wise teachers we have here, get some of the new ideas from our newer teachers, and it's been a wonderful experience.
Yeah, I think for myself, coming in, we had a good base of people that have been here, but I think the most exciting thing is the new faces we've brought in over the last few years since I've been here, and every time you bring someone new, it's a new idea. You're able to see things grow in a different way. Not saying it's a better way, but it's a different way, and it can be very exciting. I think we've seen that in a multitude of things, whether it be PE-based. You see different standards being rolled out in the middle school. People having different approaches from that. And you've had experience with that. We've had a new high school principal this year. Mr. Ray's doing an awesome job. New faces, new ideas, and it's exciting stuff.
Judah?
I've been around the block when it comes to schools. That military lifestyle, I've been to plenty. I always wanted to come back to Iowa for the fact that I wanted a small town school because the close-knit is just something you can't replace. So coming from bigger schools and different places, I wanted this. And once I've gotten here, getting to know the parents, getting to know the community, I'm loving it. Just everybody supports you no matter what. Whether it be sports or school, they're there to be supportive. They want their kids to be successful. They want you to be successful in all shows.
Well, you like it so much, your husband decided to join you along.
Making it a family affair.
I ended up in her husband's room looking for her the other night, even though I knew a little bit better than that. But glad to have you guys all in Jessup and the roles you have in the classroom and also extracurricular-wise. Tim, let's start with you. We get through the football season. You're first as the head coach. Two wins on the season. Get that one to cap things off down at East Marshall. Talk through that. How have you gone through? The seniors have now moved on to their next stages. But talk through your first season as head man.
You know, it was great. It was just, you know, there's some things as being assistant before you can kind of expect. And then when you become the head honcho, there's some things that you don't expect. And these two have had some more head coaching experience. And just being able to ask questions and say, hey, what's going on? How would you handle this? And just kind of getting some different ideas. And so I think it was pretty successful. And looking for, the seniors left a great foundation for us to build upon.
So you look back at that, 2-7 on the year, finished fifth in the district. But you got some young talent coming in for next year that got quite a bit of playing time this year.
You know, we had some success on the lower level. Our JV finished 8-1, and that was great to see. We saw some younger guys being able to contribute on the varsity, and I think expectations have been set, and expectations are to be better than last year.
Okay. Moving to volleyball, you guys roll through. Conference season was a little tough this year with that one win. Yeah, it's a tough conference.
It is, and that one win, I take it as a grain of salt because our conference is so tough. But with that one win, we were still over 500 on our season as a whole. So that just shows proof right there of how tough our season is. And we still, with that one win, we took a lot of them to 5 games. I mean, we didn't quit fighting no matter who it was.
You had 6 seniors that came through. One's going to go on and play at Upper Iowa. Mm-hmm. But a different team than you had last year. We talked about this in the preseason.
Yeah. So this team was pretty special. So last year, me literally getting to Iowa the day before practice started was kind of hard, as I felt like I was kind of thrown in and ran with it. Well, this year we had relationships built between myself and the girls, and even the girls themselves, and that helped us a lot this year. We were able to depend on our seniors a little bit more and count on them to be our leaders and give them that responsibility and for them to take it seriously and help our younger girls out. So even though we struggled with the season, we still had a great leadership. We still had a lot of girls wanting to be there and to practice and work hard and be successful while still having fun with it all.
Sure. So we reached through the season, and you're the highlight. You know, talk about cross country and girls cross country and the boys. Yeah. But your numbers, we have to start there. We talked about it when we had our first ride-along, but your numbers were outstanding, the interest that the students have in cross country.
Yeah. We've seen a great steady growth over the last 3 years. My first year we were around 30 couple, and then this year we were up at 56 for grades 7 through 12. And we anticipate and hope for it to be in the mid-60s next year. But it's been really cool to see the kids take to something different. And the exciting thing is we haven't really seen a decrease in football or volleyball numbers either. It's a whole different group of kids that are coming out for it that maybe they didn't. We've had phenomenal coaches the year prior to me coming with Dirk and Rachel Dahl. But just to see it increase has been really exciting. You know, maybe they weren't ready for it in those years, or as they've gotten a little older, like, you know, we can give it a shot. They felt very comfortable with O'Connell and I, and that's really helped our numbers, I think.
Yeah, you look at the boys' side of things, they're not quite at that level yet that the girls' team is mm-hmm. now at. But you've had there's been some growth there. There's some building there.
Yep.
But get on the girls' side.
Yep.
You know, that's you look at what that team is able to do. Mm-hmm. Fourth place at state, win a district, win a conference.
Yep.
How?
The boys are progressing. I think we're about 1 to 2 years away from having similar success to what the girls experienced this year. We got a lot of growth. Those freshman boys, sophomore, junior boys, we'll be there. It'll take a year or two, I think. But the girls, you had a very good combination of young and old with this group. And it's the type of feeling you have. I've been lucky enough to be around some teams in my high school time or college time where there's a feeling amongst the group after a good workout. There's a little buzz in the air, and we definitely felt that multiple times this year with the girls group, and we made sure they knew that when we felt that. And it's the type of thing, you have young group coming up who've experienced a lot of success in middle school. That group, you were able to coach them in track, and a lot of fun. And in middle school, they lost two meets between cross and track, and that was to a 3A Decorah team, and they tied walk-on one time. You know, so they've never experienced any failure, and that wasn't a negative for them. It was a positive that kept building up because they kept working for it. And that's what the group did. They kept working throughout the entire year. We had a setback or two at Wartburg and North Lynn in the middle of the year, and we didn't hit the panic button. They understood that we have to realize that it takes something special to win a meet or to place high. And it took a loss to realize that, I think, on that Saturday, because they rebounded, beating everyone in the conference meet by 54 points. Second place, won the district meet by 10 points, and then placed fourth, where a lot of people did not expect us to finish. We were ranked fourth, but it was fun listening to a lot of the podcasts and a lot of the stuff that gets put out there that did not expect us to do that. And those things are fun to listen to, but it does show they don't really mean a whole lot because you have to be there on that day.
Sure.
And those girls did.
You look at the success, guys, of cross country, and it seems like, you know, in any school, any district, there it fluctuates between sports, but as the success was happening for cross country, your athletes had to see that too, and there had to be talk within there and maybe some drive to try and show that achievement. And you know, we'll talk about this building a little bit we're recording in, but talk about seeing the success amongst cross country and when volleyball wins and when football, you know, gets the win. Talk about that amongst the staffs and the players.
I think it's just so cool to see, you know, each one of us, how much we support each other amongst the programs, from adults to how some of our, you know, our kids are supporting each other, and, you know, we couldn't be happier for each other's success. You know, Coach Green and Coach Feldover, it's just awesome, especially, you know, how many hours, you know, there's times where, you know, Gina probably beats Mr. Gillespie in here, and Mr. Gillespie gets here at 6 a.m., you know, times that Green stays super late with his kids, and, you know, we all just couldn't be happier for each other. And, you know, one of the big things we talk about in our athletic program is 15 strong. You know, I support Gina, I support Green, we support each other's programs, and it's just success breeds success. You know, it's like, hey, you know, we're doing this, they're doing this, and if we can all get on the same page, it's going to be really, really awesome.
Yeah, and I imagine when your players are out, especially by the runners, because they mix in with so many different schools, mm-hmm. and I'm sure they see the different cultures amongst different athletic teams or departments, that maybe it's like, okay, it probably makes them feel special that they are a Jedi.
Mm-hmm.
I see some stuff like that.
I think so. To be able to represent the school, it's always a great day to be a Jayhawk. Coach Tyler yells that to the mountaintops, and that's an awesome message to have. And
I just realized I'm missing mine.
And it's as a collaborative effort, I think, amongst fall coaches, soon to be winter coaches, spring, summer. We're all very excited about the success that is coming down the road in all of our sports. Very blessed to have the success we had in cross country, but that doesn't happen, you know, on an island or in a vacuum. It happens because of all the people around. And if we didn't have the individuals we have in other areas, strength program, a winter running program, summer lifting, everything like that, that doesn't happen. And it's really exciting to see and how exciting it can be if we can be that place. And I think we can, to have the three fall sports ranked, the winter sports ready to go make a trip to
sure.
the state tournament. And we're not far off of that in a lot of areas, and it's very fun to see that growth.
You know, between all three of your sports, they're all very different. So there's a club structure within volleyball that is in that environment. You've got the individuals, and then you've got the large team, got to line them up and figure out what to do. They're all just so different. But you want to try and be on the same page and have some of the same type of mentality and leadership. Talk through that. Or just thoughts on it.
Yeah.
I would say the leaders are going to shine no matter if it's individual or a team of 60. When you have 11 on the field, they're going to shine. They're going to have to step up, whether it be them the lead runner or them to be the loudest on the court or on the field. They know their roles, and that's going to help our whole teams build, because they're going to see that leadership and they're going to strive to be that same way. I saw that a lot with my younger girls when they wanted to be on that varsity court, and they're working hard to do so. They're watching their leaders. They're listening to coaches. So that team environment makes a huge difference for us, no matter what our numbers are. If we're talking my entire team of 40 girls or if we're talking a court of 6, it doesn't make a difference. They know what their goals are. They know how to meet them, and they're just going to strive for that.
Yeah, it's the age-old question of, are you born with it or can you learn it?
And we hope very much so that it can be learned to an extent. That's why we have the book club in the morning. That's why we bring kids in the morning. Going over Chopwood, carry water, the energy bus, because there's those leadership skills, I think, in a lot of our athletes, if not most of them. They're just not quite sure how to use them yet. And it's very easy to do it on pencil and paper, but it's very exciting when we see it on the field. And I think something that I've taken from football and volleyball is the leadership of both coaches, both of you guys. The energy that we have in our fall sports is very contagious. I think that's why we've seen so many numbers grow. You know, I think sometimes it's, you know, why don't our kids just stick it out? Stick it out. To me, I think that saying is overused. And why do we have to have them stick it out? You know, let's enjoy it. And I think both of these two, and something I've tried to take in as well, is have that mentality that this is going to be an atmosphere that they want to thrive in and have success in. And I think that's something that is going to help carry the fall sports years to come with that type of attitude.
I'd say with all three of our teams, and in talking about this culture club we do in the morning, not only do we want to breed leaders, but we want to breed those positive leaders. And I would say that's something that as coaches we strive to do, to be that positive aspect, so if they can see it, they want to be that. So we don't want our seniors just to be leaders, because there's definitely a difference between a negative and positive leader, but we want to strive for that positiveness and for that to be flowing through the blood of our entire team.
Yeah, be action oriented. So anyway, thank you all for coming out, and it's
great day, DJ.
Go Jayhawks.